The watermark should be robust to collusion by multiple individuals who each possess a watermark copy of the data, which means that the watermark should be robust to combining copies of the same data in order to destroy the watermark, which could be one possibility how to destroy a watermark, so that's another requirement. In terms of user friendliness, the watermark must support multiple watermarkings, which means especially for broadcast applications or for post-processing, it should be possible to watermark the audio signal at several stages. In addition to that, for the consumer, that's what Jean-Paul already mentioned, we prefer some asymmetrical coding of the watermark in order to keep the decoding and its extraction of the watermark simple and easy to implement. That's exactly what he mentioned about the player, which has, again, a watermark detector in it. Let's say the watermark encoder can be more complicated than the watermark decoder. So, how can you embed additional data into an audio signal without that it's audible? First of all, do not place the watermark in the perceptually irrelevant portions of the signals. First of all, they are easy to detect and to remove, and of course, a perceptual coder might remove the watermark. The second reason to place it in the rather relevant portions of the audio signal is that if you put the watermark in the perceptually significant components of the audio signal, they have a certain robustness against watermark insertion. Most processing algorithms applied to audio data tend to leave the perceptually significant components intact. So, again, that's another reason why watermark embedded into audio should be in the relevant parts of the audio signal. And the last quite important point is a pirate attacking the audio stream will take the risk to attack the relevant components of the signal, and therefore he risks to destroy not only the watermark, but the signal as well.